when man was lost in sin, no peace could be found. God proved his love to him when he sent his only son. Then he came to be that perfect living sacrifice. Jesus came through for all mankind on Calvary.
Greetings in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Abiding Light Church here in Manchester, New Hampshire. We come to you today with the Walking in the Light radio broadcast that comes to you every Saturday at 3 o'clock to 3:30 on this radio station. And we want to greet each and every one of you that have tuned in today. We're going to go into the Word of God, speaking on a subject on denominations today. And as we discuss this, we're going to have Brother Rick DeRocher from the Deliverance Bible Institute of Portland, Maine. He's been with us now for the last several weeks, and we've been having discussions regarding different subjects, and we want to bring Brother Rick DeRocher into the broadcast today and thank him for being with us to talk about this important subject, denominations.
Thank you, Pastor Davis. It's good to be here again today to discuss this very important subject about church denominations. What are they? Why are there so many? What's the right church, and how does someone know what church to go to?
We thank Brother Rick DeRocher for being with us. He has been a Bible teacher for well over 20 years, and he's also started a Bible school over in Tanzania, Africa. Brother Rick, we found from the World Christian Encyclopedia, brother, that there are over, between Canada and America, there are over 217 listed denominations, well over 200. Listed denominations within Canada and America. And throughout the world, brother, they say that there are 33,000 Christian denominations throughout the world. And that's roughly within about 238 countries. So many denominations. What would you say today, Brother Rick, in reference to all of these denominations? Many claim to be the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. All these different denominations claim to be the ones that have all the answers. They are the true church. What is the church, Brother DeRocher? Would you give us a simple definition and maybe some insight in what is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ?
Well, the word church is a biblical word, and it comes from a word that means those called out or those gathered together. The church is not a building. It's the saints of God who have come out of the world. The scripture does use the word church to refer to an assembly of people in a certain house or city. But the church is more than a house or building. It is the saints of God who are the body of Christ. Jesus said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So the word church refers to those who are called out of the world into the body of Christ.
Amen. We thank Brother Rick DeRocher for being with us today, and those of you that have just tuned in, this is the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. This is Pastor N.R. Davis with the Walking in the Light radio broadcast, and we're speaking on the subject of denominations today. What is the church? Brother Rick DeRocher just explained to us that this is a group of people that come together, and we have so many groups, so many divisions. Paul the Apostle said in 1 Corinthians 1 and 13, Brother DeRocher, is Christ divided? And we see, like I said earlier, 217, oh, well over 200 denominations. That is almost hard to grasp, to understand. Why is there so many divisions? And we need to really look at who is really the head of the church. Many of us that are believers, we want to say, I'm a Christian, and we recognize as Christ as being the head of the church. But if you could explain to us, Brother DeRocher, about Christ being the head of his church here upon earth.
Well, the Word of God tells us in Ephesians chapter 1, referring to Christ, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him, Jesus, to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Jesus is referred to in Scripture as the chief cornerstone. He is the stone rejected by the builders, and the Bible tells us he has become the head of the corner. Jesus is the rock upon which the church is established. The church consists of those who have been called out of the world into the body of Christ. So salvation is a requirement to be in the church. And Jesus Christ, the head of the church, paid the price for our salvation on the cross by shedding his divine blood.
We understand, Brother DeRosier, that many people in the world today obviously don't really know which church to go to. We all have a desire to want to be in the right group, the right church. You have so many denominations in this country and around the world, and we understand that many of these denominations were made by men, so to speak, and they're all claiming to be the true church. But when did the true church begin here upon the earth, brother? That's the question that I would ask you today, that many would ask this question, I believe. When did the church begin?
The church began in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost. Jesus died. He rose again. He called the disciples to wait in the city of Jerusalem until they received the promise of the Father and were given the gift of the Holy Ghost. But we don't see the actual function of the church as a whole until the day of Pentecost, where Peter stood up that day and preached the gospel empowered by the Holy Ghost, and 3,000 souls were saved. And the Bible tells us the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. The word Christian was first used in Antioch around AD 40. Antioch was the first church outside of the Jewish religion. And the word Christian simply means one who follows Christ. The church was birthed on the day of Pentecost and then reached out to the Gentile world through Paul's preaching and through the preaching of the apostles.
So then, if the church started on the day of Pentecost, if there is only one church, then why are there so many of these denominations all throughout the world? What is taking place if there's only one church that was birthed on the day of Pentecost? What has happened throughout time, Brother DeRosier, that has caused there to be so many divisions, so many groups breaking free from one another and starting their own works? And what has taken place? Why do we have all these denominations?
Well, one reason is that men interpret the Bible differently, and therefore they gather together around their interpretation of Scripture. There's also cultural differences that contribute to one reason why there's so many different church groups. Different cultural groups feel more familiar with their own people, their own kind, their own race, and have gathered themselves together to form a denomination. The Reformation, at the end of the Dark Ages, many stood up against the corruption of the church and began to preach the truth of the gospel. God turned on the light to end the Dark Ages and put the word of God back into the hands of the common man. And you have men like Martin Luther that took a stand against the corruption of his day. And we find that different countries evolved into different denominations. So there are cultural differences, there are doctrinal differences that contribute to it. But what is essential is that groups follow the basic doctrines of the Word of God. There are essential doctrines of salvation that are necessary to go to heaven. And men need to know the Word of God and follow truth and make sure that what they're following is indeed the truth of the Word of God and not a lie of hell or the opinion of man.
We have with us Brother Rick DeRocher from the Deliverance Bible Institute, and we're talking on the subject of denominations. Many of you out there that are listening today, you that go to different churches, whether it be some of your more larger denominations, you're Baptist, you have a Church of God, you have many different denominations. That's just for instance, you know, we could go on and list them, Baptist denominations and many different breakoffs from that. Brother DeRocher, we see all these different churches on so many different street corners. And Jesus said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. And we understand that this is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ that he's speaking of. His church, he said he would build it. And among all these different denominations, is there a true church of the Lord Jesus Christ here upon the earth today, brother?
Well, Jesus did say, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. When we get to heaven, there won't be a section for the Baptist, a section for the Presbyterians, a section for this denomination or that denomination. The essential doctrine to go to heaven, Jesus said, except a man be born again, he shall not enter the kingdom of God. So what is essential is salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ. And the church is not a building or a man-made group assembled together. The church of Jesus Christ is his body. Those who are born again, washed in the blood, and part of the family of God. We are born into the family of God by the blood of Jesus Christ. And one must be in Christ to be in the church.
In Christ. And we know the question was asked to Jesus by Nicodemus about going to heaven. And Jesus said, verily, verily, no man's going to be able to see the kingdom of God, go to heaven, unless he be born again. And that born again experience takes place when we accept Christ into our heart. We are saved by grace through faith, and that is not a work of our own, lest any man should boast. But being in Christ, many would be confused. You talk to people that are not familiar with terms like being born again, but this is such a key, important, one of the most important things that takes place, that Jesus said, you cannot make it to heaven unless you're born again, Brother DeRocher. Now, what does it mean to somebody? Because there are many that may be listening today, a lot of good people that have an ignorance of the truth of God's word. What does it mean to be in Christ?
Well, the Bible tells us, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Man cannot make himself new by himself. Man can't earn his salvation. To be in Christ is to be saved, to be born again, not religion, not going to church. Someone can go to church and not be in Christ. Religion won't save you. Religion will send you to hell. A person needs to accept the provision that has been made through Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The scripture tells us that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. A man must repent of his sins, receive Christ by faith to be considered in Christ. He must be born again.
This is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Abiding Light Church here in Manchester. We're over here on the west side of Manchester, and we're bringing to you today our radio broadcast, the Walking in the Light radio broadcast that comes to you every Saturday at 3 o'clock to 3:30. We have with us today our special guest, Brother Rick DeRocher from the Deliverance Bible Institute, and we're talking to you today about denominations. So many different divisions. Paul spoke of this in the book of 1 Corinthians, where he said, there's so many divisions among you. He went on to say in verse 13, is Christ divided? And there's many of these denominations, and they all claim to be the right church, the right way. Now, we know, Brother DeRocher, that Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man comes to the Father but through me. being in Christ. And you went on to explain how that we must be born again, being birthed into the church, being in Christ. Most every church believes that they are right, Brother DeRocher. How does someone know which church to go to? I mean, none of us want to be wrong, but there is a decision that every believer must make to go to a church that believes in Christ, being in Christ. We know, and you said it earlier in the broadcast, when we stand before the Lord, he's not going to say, are you Baptist? Are you Pentecostal? Are you Catholic? Are you whatever denomination? We know that if we're looking to be in a denomination, we're lost, because the only qualifications that require us and allow us to get into heaven is being in Christ. So what would you say to somebody that would ask you the question today, Brother DeRocher? How does someone know which church to go to? There's so many to choose from.
That is a very good question, because many people that are just coming into churches don't know the Bible, and they're told something by a religious leader, by their pastor, by their superior, and they listen to it, they follow it. But Jesus told the Jews, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Friend, you need to study the Bible for yourself and judge if the church you attend is following the whole counsel of God. No one wants to admit they're wrong. I attended a religious church as a child, and then I began to read the Bible. I read the Gospel of John. I read You Must Be Born Again. I read the spiritual truth of the Word of God, and I realized I had been lied to, because I was told that form and ritual would grant me entrance into the kingdom of heaven. And I found what I was told nowhere in the Bible, and as hard as it was, I had to come out from that false doctrine, come out from that false teaching, and find a church that preached the whole counsel of God. There are so many church groups out there today, all claiming to be right. There are cults that deny the deity of Christ, that deny the basic fundamental doctrines of Christianity, and there are many good people that are being deceived. There are sincere people that are wrong. The road to hell, has been said, is paved with sincerity. So you are responsible for yourself to search the scriptures, to read the Bible, to ask questions, and to understand if you're in the right church, and pray. God is faithful. If you sincerely ask God to lead you in the right way, he will show you. The Bible tells us the steps of a righteous man, they're ordered by God. Trust in the Lord, pray, and search the scriptures. And if your church is telling you something that's not in the Bible, it's time to get out of it and pray that God would lead you to a church that is teaching and preaching the full counsel of God.
Jesus said that he was the way, the truth, and the life. But he also said in another place that you shall know the truth, and the truth would make you free. And many today are lied to. And obviously we know there's many deceivers, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, that would come in this last day hour, which most of you that are listening today would all agree with me that we are living in the last days. There are deceivers everywhere. Now, I'm not talking about deceivers in the world. We know that evil men and seducers are going to wax worse and worse, and there's evil men in the world that are deceiving the masses, but there are some within the churches. Jesus said many would come in my name, saying that I am Christ, and deceive many. And Brother DeRocher, the question as we begin to close this broadcast that I want to leave you with today, if someone should stay in a church, if somebody is really desiring truth, because I believe there's many people that are sitting in churches that are spiritually starving. We here at the Abiding Light have had many visitors within this last year that said, I've been going to this particular denomination, I've been going to this particular church, but I'm dry, I'm thirsty, I'm hungry for the truth of God's word. There's many men that are behind pulpits today, and I'm not saying they're all bad, don't get me wrong, but there are many men that are not feeding the flock of God and preaching the whole counsel. What would you say to that person today, Brother DeRocher? Should someone stay in a church, brother, that is not preaching the full counsel of God's word.
Well, you quoted the words of Christ, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Without truth, there can be no salvation. So to stay in a church that's leading people to hell would be spiritual suicide and self-destruction. We're told to come out from the world and be separate, to come out from the false church and to enter the true church of Jesus Christ. It's a hard decision to make, but people need to come to a point sometime, if they're in false, to weigh what they're being taught against the Bible and make a decision. What's the value of your soul? If you're being lied to, you could indeed find yourself in the devil's hell thinking you're on the right way. We need to know the truth of the Word of God, the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. There are essential doctrines that are fundamental to salvation. And you'll find that one key doctrine that many of the false churches attack is the deity of Christ. Is Jesus God? And the Bible tells us that Jesus is indeed God. The Word was made flesh, and the Word was God. And Jesus came to be our Savior, God in flesh.
Thank you, Brother DeRosier, for being with us today once again on this Walking in the Light radio broadcast. And for those of you that have tuned in, this is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Abiding Light Church. We're over here on the west side of Manchester, and we'd like to invite any of you that are tuning in. If you don't have a home church, we'd like to invite you to come and worship with us. We're the Abiding Light Church over here on 417 Granite Street. That's 417 Granite Street in Manchester, New Hampshire. And if you'd like to get in contact with us, you can contact us on the telephone here at the church and leave a message. If you have any questions, at area code 603-641-2022. That is 641-2022. Or you can go to our website at abidinglightchurch.com. That is abidinglightchurch.com. And for those of you that have tuned in today, if you have any questions or comments that you would like to send in to us, to Pastor Davis or Brother DeRosier, we invite you to please go to the computer and send us any questions, any comments, any controversial questions. We don't mind. We will answer everything by the scriptures, and we invite you to go to the Abiding Light Church at yahoo.com, and you can click on and send us an email. And we would be more than happy to even answer your questions on the air. And we invite you to once again get a hold of us and send us your comments or your emails at abidinglightchurch@yahoo.com. Once again, this is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. And we want to thank Brother DeRosier for being with us today. Brother DeRosier, with your closing comments.
Attend a church that preaches the Word of God. Friend, if you're in a church that's not preaching the Bible, get out of it. Find a place that preaches the whole counsel of God and seek the Word of God and learn to pray and spend time with God that you may grow and mature as a Christian. Search the Scriptures. Look for yourself. What does the Bible say? What saith the Scripture?
Thank you, Brother DeRosier, for being with us today. And once again, until next Saturday, at 3 o'clock, this is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. We want to invite those of you that have listened today. Let us know how this broadcast has been a blessing to you. You can reach us at the Abiding Light Church at yahoo.com. Send us an email. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless you until next week.
Come through for you. No.
that's why.